It's a very famous thing that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichrono Livracha, used to say a drasha in the beginning of this man in the mirror in Yerushalayim. And he would say, I cannot understand how Bachrim could sit down and learn with their chavrusis. If there are other Bachrim walking around that don't have chavrusis, there are other Bachrim walking around feeling worthless. And Reb Chaim used to say, whoever's not going to have a chavrusha in the next couple days, I personally will learn with them. This means to say, someone like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is a Rosh Hashiva of a yeshiva with hundreds and hundreds of bachrim, even in that time, the mir. But if there's a couple bachrim that don't have chavrusis, it killed him. It killed him. He didn't look at that. Well, there's Hatzlacha. There's hundreds of bachrim, Baruch Hashem, that have chavrusis. No, there's a couple that don't. In the book on Rebelsky, it says, as is very well known, Rebelsky ran a Masmidim program in Camp Agoda. And this Masmidim program, it would fill up. It would fill up. There would be no space left. No beds left. People wanted to be near one of the Gedalia Poiskim. And he would spend a lot of time with them. And Rebelsky held that it's worth so much for the Bachrim to learn in the morning, to learn at night, and be able to... It meant so much. It's so much to help out their steiging. One of the heads of Camp Agoda once said, one time they were completely full, there was not one bed left. And there was a Bachar asking to come. What can you do? There's no beds left. Rebelsky heard about this. Rebelsky did not know the Bachar. He did not know the family. This has nothing to do with Protectia. And Rebelsky went ahead with this head of the Camp Agoda, and they took a walk together. So he says, why are we walking on the ground? He asked Rebelsky. He said, I want to take a walk with you. Let's look around. And as he was looking, he said, okay, let's find a place where we can add one more bed. And Rebelsky found the place. He said, here's a place where if we put up a wall, we can stick in one more bed. He asked Rebelsky, this one of these from executives from Camp Agoda, Baruch Hashem, we have such a massive program, so much Hatzlacha. What are we turning over? Shemayim Vorts for one more bed. Rebelsky said, what do you mean? There's so much for every Bachar to gain. When we say whoever saves one life in Klal Yisrael, it's like he saved a whole world. And Olam Malei, it means Kipshutai. Here's one Bachar that his life can be changed. Imagine, just imagine, we have to remember, we are never allowed to pat ourselves on the back and say, Baruch Hashem, we have beautiful moistis, which we taka do have beautiful moistis. And Baruch Hashem, we have thousands and thousands of children excitingly getting ready for the new year or the new school year, which will open in Mir Hashem, and everything will be great. But how can we not feel a deep, searing pain that there are some people not in school? They're in Olam Malei. They're in Olam Malei. Imagine the pain, the worthlessness that they feel. Why am I different than all my friends? Why am I different? They're young kids. They don't understand yet. They don't understand yet. Pardon my expression. They don't understand yet. Hard for me to say the words, but they don't understand yet the garbage called Protectia. They're young, innocent. They're innocent. They're innocent people. Everyone gets a fair chance. They don't understand yet this Mishigas called Protectia. This Mishigas called that you need protection with money. They don't understand that yet. Then why am I different than my friends? Why can't I go with my knapsack getting ready to go to school? We can never pat ourselves on the back and say, Baruch Hashem, the Masmidim program is full. And that's fine. That's great. That's wonderful. We can't forget the Yochid. Like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz didn't pat himself on the back and say, Baruch Hashem, we're going to have a Kanak in the Gazman. I see 800 Chavrusas shots here, but there's 6 people that don't have Chavrusas. Deretz Abrochenkeit. Deretz Abrochenkeit. Someone who helps out so many people can never forget about those yechidim that are broken. We can't forget about them. And I'm going to end with a story that I thought over a few times if I should say it, if I should not say it. But I'm going to say it over because Rav Shmuel Miller, Zichrono Livracha, the son of Rav Avigdor Miller, he said this over. I was there and I heard it with my own ears. He said this over when they made a special hesped in Beis Medrash Gavoya of Lakewood. He said this over Barabim in front of hundreds and hundreds of people. So I'm going to repeat over this story. He said, Reb Shmuel Miller, as follows. He said, before my father was Nifter, he knew he was going to be Nifter. And he called me over and he asked me to please take care of two things before he's Nifter. He said, one thing, I'm not at liberty to discuss. The second thing he said is, when I was Mashkiach in Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, I threw out one specific bachar. I, till this day, don't know if I did the right thing of throwing him out. He said, every day when I daven Shemoneh Esrei, I clap, Salach Lonu Avinu Kichatonu, Shachris Minchen, Meirev, three times a day, because maybe I threw out this one bachar, that one bachar that wasn't supposed to be thrown out. I'm asking you, a shlichas, he sold Reb Shmuel Miller, my son, after I'm nifter, please go find out. I'm telling you his name, I remember his name. Look him up. I have no idea where he is. Please find him out and ask him a chila in my name. So if Shmuel Miller said, I looked him up, he was a conservative rabbi, he only had the best memories of my father, he considered whatever he was in life, whatever the things of Yiddishkeit he did have in life, he considered he got from my father, he only had good feelings to my father, he felt he had nothing even to be meichel, but he was. But what's my point? My point is that Rav Avigdor Miller was mekarev thousands, thousands of people. Instead of patting himself on the back, he said Tzlach Lonu three times a day because maybe one bacher, and trust me, if he threw him out, there was a reason to throw him out. Trust me, there was a problem with the bacher that he might do bad things to other bacherim. But he wasn't 100% sure. So three times a day for years and years. I forgot the number of years. He said how many times he's still doing tshuva on that. What can we learn from this story? We have to learn no matter what we do, no matter how much we do, we can never forget that there's still yechidim that need help. And I once heard this from a very chosh of a person. And he said this goes on Rabbanim, on Rosh HaMoistis, on doctors, on lawyers, on askonim, people that do more good than anybody. He said, but in a way, as much good as they do more than anybody, they have a bigger achrayis, that there are more people that slip out of their fingers, because there are people that are not at the ability to do so much. They're not at the ability to do so much. So just because there are people that do so much, and they work on thousands of people, that doesn't take away the achrayas from them on those few people to make sure that nobody slips through the hole. And if you're a Rosh HaMoysid and you can't take someone in, don't rest till you find him a different school to go to. Remember, the La'achamei of Esrim, you'll have to give a din v'cheshbin on every single yachid.